Does Eddie want the microphone?
We'll try without it. It's not such a big room.
Okay.
See if we see. Okay, tomorrow morning is a Yotzei Min HaKlal. I have to give this year at 9 o'clock instead of the regular time. Yesterday we left off in the middle of the Raivin, correct. We mentioned that there is a Machlokes HaRishonim, where the Chalipin is a branch of Kesef and Ath, and the Machkamin that we mentioned was with respect to Shichur Evet Kanaini. You have a Pasuk in Chumash. It happens to be in the parasha of Shivcha Harufa, where it says, Hachdei Vanav Das HaChub Shalanitan Lo. So the Gemara says, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Masechet Git, middle of Git, and can you be Meshachar and Evet Kanaini only with Shtar? Or can you even be Meshachar with Kesef? One opinion is, when you're Meshachar the Kesef, the kesef only cancels the kinyan iser, the kinyan mamet. The kesef only cancels the kinyan mamet, but it doesn't cancel the kinyan iser. And we don't pass like that. We pass from kesef goyma, but if you mishachad evaknayak, the kesef so it cancels both the kinyan mamet and the kinyan iser. And this is based on the pasuk, machlekes rebbe and achachamim, middle of gittin. How do you read the pasuk? So we pass in, haf de lo nevdasa means peduya, peduya veina peduya, peduya means kesef. Means Shtar because it is because of Krisa. So there are two ways to be Mshach and Evaknani. Either with Kesef, Kesef Gamebo, or with Shtar. So and the Gemara tells a story, the man was on his deathbed, he was about to die, and he gave his suitor, he gave his hat to the Shivcha Knainis, and he said she should take this and should be kind of her freedom with the Kenya Khalif. And so Mara said, the reason why she was not Yotzei L'Cheres is because it's be Caleb Shalkona. But because we Paskin, you need Caleb Shalkona. This was Caleb Shalmakna. If she would have given him a suitor, someone else would have given. The question is, she doesn't have a suitor. So she doesn't possess any suitor. But if some good Samaritan would give a suitor to the Adon to be Meshach the Shivcha Knainis, it sounds from the Gemara that it would be good. The only chisaron was that the surah was done in improper fashion. So that's one opinion of Tosus. The other opinion of Tosus is, no, the Gemara said, nah, there's nothing to discuss, because he didn't even do the Kenyan surah properly. But even if he would have done it properly, it would also be no good, because surah is not one of the two recognized Kenyanim. Chumash only has Chavtal and Avdasa, Chub Shal and Nitan, there's only Shichur, Abiknani, Al-Yidei Kesef, or Al-Yidei Shtar, and this is neither. This is Chalip, and it's a different Kenyan. So that's Beferish and Machlek Zerushan. That's also Machlek is the Ramam and the Rabin, Hilchus Abanin. Can you be Meshach and Rebbe Knaini with a Kenyan Suter or not? 2 days in Tosfos. So the Rishonim say they spell it out. The question is whether Chalipin is Mitam Kesef, is it a branch of Kesef or it's a different Kenyan? So we mentioned yesterday the Gemara on Samachem Beis, the Gemara requires Eidus Likim Hadovar by Kiddushin. We assume that the same din applies to Get as well. We need, not all of Mishanim agree, but the Pashtus is like that you require Eidus Likim Hadovar by Kiddushin and by Get. And even if the boy and the girl both admit that he was Mekadosher, he gave her a ring and said, Ariat Mekadoshesli, but they say there were no Eidim there, so it's not Chal. That's what Rav Chaim calls Eidus Likim Hadovar. Eidus Likim Hadovar. So the Tosfos on Samachem Beis, the top Tosfos, raises the issue, what about Chalipin? Does Chalipin need Eidus Likim Hadovar? So the Tosfos Harosh raises the issue, why the Tosfos raises an issue? The Gemara said the Ferish that by Din Mamonis there's no need for Eidus Likim Hadovar. It's only by Dovah Shebierva. Why is there even a question in the first place? But the issue was raised by the Balat. Why did Tosfos think that there is an issue? Because that's the Lashon HaGemara in Bavli Basra, they quoted. Bavli Basra daf mem amar al kinyan bifnei shnayim. So some Rishonim learned that whatever says kinyan, stam, it means kinyan sudim. Sometimes the Rishonim was spelled with two yuds, kuf nun yud yud nun, to imply that we're not talking about a general kinyan, we're talking about a particular kinyan. Kinyan sudim is called kinyan stam. So the Gemara says like that, kinyan bifnei shnayim. The Ibn Ezra on Megillas Ruth writes like that. It says, "Vazos lefanim Yisrael al agul ba'al tamar l'kaim kador v'shalaf yishnal v'nas on the reyehu." Then it says, "Vazos hatuuda beYisrael." So the Ibn Ezra translates, "Vazos hatuuda v'loshen edim alzos meidim ha'edim." This is what the witnesses have to testify about. it sounds as if you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Chalipa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara with Basa Daf Mem. And that's what the Ibn Ezra sounds like he's driving at in his commentary on Rus. That's what the Shita Mekubetz is there on Daf Mem, and Bava Basra quotes the Ravid, who says, you know, there are two kinds of Chalipin. There's a Chalipin Shavah B'Shavah, and there's a Chalipin of Suda. So there's a Chalipin Shavah B'Shavah, that doesn't require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. That's like if you buy metatlin, Meshicha, Ba'akbo, it's a regular Kenyan. But Chalip and Absuder, that means Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. And the Ravid appears in the Hasogas on the Rambam also, in the beginning of Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam writes, you never need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar in Kenyani Mammon, only in Gittim and Kiddushin. And even by Chalip and also, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. And the Ravid writes, not everybody agrees by Suder. Not everybody agrees, but he disagrees. We have the one. You may not be sure, but the Shita Mekubetz is on Bava Basa Daf Mem quotes that the Ravid disagrees. So that's what he wrote in the Hasogas on the Ram. Not everybody agrees, means because I disagree. I think that Chalip and Absuda, you do need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. So where does this come from? Manishtana, why in the world should anybody think that Suda should be different? That's what the Tosi HaRosh asks. What's the Havamina that the Rabbeinu Tam has to even raise the issue? Why is there such an opinion? What's the Havamina that one should require Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Chalipin? So the explanation of Soloveitchik used to go through this every 2 years, at least every 2 years he would go through this whole story. The explanation runs as follows. Kiddushin needs Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. What about Yibum? What about when you do Yibum? Do you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar or not? So the Mishnah Melech raises the question. In Shulchan Aruch, we quote a Machlokes HaRishonim, explicit Machlokes HaRishonim. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Whether you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar by Yibum? So this is a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion is by Rabbi Yankiv Ettlinger. He was a rabbi in Germany, and he was the one who gave smicha to Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, if I'm not mistaken. It's called, his tshuvas are called Binyan Tzion because the first two tshuvas were sent to Rav the first two tshuvas were sent to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher. Yeah, when Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher had this wild idea, he didn't know that there was a mosque on the Mokam HaMikdash. Had a wild idea, we should go to Eretz Yisrael, the wealthy Balabatim should put up money, we should build a Beis HaMikdash and shine. What are we wasting our time in? We should go to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't know that there was a mosque, not so easy. So he has the first two tshuvas about Binyan Tzion, about possibly building Beis HaMikdash, and he's opposed. He says he can't because you need a Novi. This Ifrei says on the Pasuk this week, said Parshas Rei, the Sheikh Nasir should Rosh HaPi Novi. If you're interested in building a Beis HaMikdash, has to be done under the auspices of a Novi. And even if you can figure out archaeologically where every spot is, where the Makom HaMizbech is, you'll know exactly where everything is supposed to be. Still, the halacha requires a Navi. That's what the Binyan Tzion says. So the Binyan Tzion has the two halakim, chelik al chelik beis, and both halakim he has same shala happened years apart from each other. A man died and he left no children. And his brother had the Ashkenazim don't practice Yibum. Many centuries we don't practice Yibum. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara says that Betchila, originally, the Gemara says over the generations the Psak changed. Originally the din always used to be that Mitzvos Yibum Koydemus LeMitzvos Chalitza. It's preferable to do Yibum as opposed to Chalitza. Then the Gemara says they reversed the Psak. Bezim Shalachreim Amru. That's called Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achreina. The consensus changed. Then the question is, did it change back again? Or did it stay like that? So Rabbi Natam says that it stayed like that. That they left, the Psak was that it's preferable not to do Yibum. So we don't practice Yibum, we do Chalitza. So the Binyan Tzion had the same Shaila twice, years apart from each other. He has one tshuva in Chelek Alf, one tshuva in Chelek Beis. The man died, he left no children. And his brother always had a crush on his sister-in-law. But she was married to the brother, so what's he going to do? He's not going to be Mizana with an Eishes Ish, but his brother's wife. After the brother died, so he had an affair with the sister-in-law. He didn't have in mind the shame mitzvah of Yibum. Maybe never heard of the mitzvah of Yibum. Didn't know what it was all about. But the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Perek Avoyevintai, Even if he didn't realize that it was his sister-in-law, as long as he knows he has kavana l'shem bia, so you kind of the yavama. Once you kind of the yavama, then you can't perform chalitza. Then you have to dafke give a get. So the shaila was he did the yibum, but there were no eidus l'kiyum adavar. He did it when nobody was watching. He doesn't want the whole public to know that he's having an affair with his brother's almana, with his sister-in-law. So the shaila was, if the Yibum was not kainah because he didn't need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar, there were no Eidim, then he's able to do Chalitza now. But if the Yibum is kainah, even without Eidim, then he can't do Chalitza now. Then he has to give a get. There's going to be an embarrassment. All the people are going to know that he did Yibum, that he had an affair with the sister-in-law. So the Binyan Tzion has two tshuvas, years apart from each other, in the same shaila. And he said, he paskens la'alacha that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you do need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar by Yibum. Okay. He quotes, it's Machlokes and Rishonim, and two opinions in Ebenezer, the end of Ebenezer. Binyan Tzion paskens la'alacha l'maisa that you do need Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar. And if someone does Yibum without Eidim being present, the Yibum is not kaina, and then you're permitted to do Chalitza afterward. Because the Yibum is not kaina. So the Mishlam Melech raises this question. Mishlam Melech always said, often has beautiful essays. He sometimes writes like encyclopedic essays. So he raises the issue, and he raises the following possibility. Maybe Yibum should not require Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar because Yibum is kaina afilu b'im b'shegig b'im emezet b'im yonis b'im yotzen. And even if he didn't have a mind to be kaina, even if he didn't even realize that this was his sister-in-law. So he raises the possibility, maybe we should say that Yibum doesn't require Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar because he don't need Das Kiddushin. But he does things like, why is that connected with Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar? Why should one thing depend on the other? So Rab Chaim Soloveitchik explains it in his sefer on the Rambam. In his sefer he talks about Chalitza. He's not talking about Yibum, he's talking about Chalitza. So the din is that if a man dies and he leaves an almana and he leaves no children, so the wife, halacha l'maisa, bizman hazeh, the Ashkenazim don't permit Yibum. We don't permit Yibum because we're afraid that maybe he's not being liabin l'shem mitzvah. Maybe he's being liabin l'shem noi because she's so good looking, or because she's wealthy, or because she comes from a prestigious family and is going to be joining that family. So the Gemara quotes Abba Shol, a Tana, who says that whenever you perform Yibum, it's a special heter, you're really in violation of the din of Eshesach. Eshesach is an Issa Koris. So B'makam Mitzvah Yibum, so there's no Issa Eshesach. So one Tana, Abba Shol says, there's no Issa Eshesach, maybe, if it's Miskaven L'Shem Mitzvah. So then B'makam mitzvah, miskaven l'shem mitzvah, then there's no issa. What if he's miskaven l'hanoras atzma, or not l'shem mitzvah, but l'shem noy, or l'shem mamon, or l'shem something else? Then this Tana Abba Shol says that nimtza kipageya be'eshes achiv. Many rishonim, it's assumed that it's only midrabbanan. Min haTorah, you don't need kavana l'shma. It's assumed that that's some rishonim seem to hold this min haTorah, but the generally accepted pshat is that Abba Shol's holding is only midrabbanan. So today we don't permit Yibum because we're afraid people are probably not going to be mechaven l'shem mitzvah. So you have to do chalitza. So there is a discussion: does chalitza require Eidus L'kiyum HaDavar? Well, chalitza requires a bezdin. Chalitza requires a bezdin. There's a machlokes hatanaim: how big a bezdin do you need for chalitza? Machlokes in the Mishnayos and Perek Mitzvos chalitza: is it enough? A bezn of 3, or do you require a bezn of 5? Based on psukim, how do you read the psukim? So mikra, then we pass on a chalitza is good enough a bezn of 3. But l'chatchila, the Gemara says the practice is that you have 5, you have another 2. Instead of having all the 5 sit on one row, if it's one panel, you have 3 sitting in one direction and 2 sitting at a right angle to them. They're called the nosafim, the additional dayonim. So l'chatchila, we have 5 in order to have more piersim. So the common practice is you have 5 dayanim, you have 3 sitting in a row, the bezin, then the 2 nosafim, and then you have 2 eidim in addition when you do the chalitza. So the common practice is that you do have eidus l'kiyum HaDavar when you perform chalitza. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is bothered with a kasha. Rabbi Kivega in Rabbi Kivega has a sefer drush v'chidush. So he has a few drush v'chidushes on different gemaras. Then the second half is I think Maroches, no? Long Shabbos Hagodol Droshes and Shabbos Shuvah Pilpulim, and in between the Chidushim and the Mesichtis and the long Maroches, as he calls it, are a few pages of Tshuva. So he has one brief Tshuva where he writes he doesn't understand why the meaning is that you have separate Dayanim sitting and separate Edim standing. This is following the opinion of the Nemuki Yosef. Yevamos writes explicitly in Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, the Chalitza needs Eidus Lekim Adar, but he says if you have five people sitting, so the Dayan who are sitting are the Eidim. What's this? Why do the Eidim have to stand? The Gemara says in Shavuos, Daf Lamed, Gemara comments on the passing of Chumash, V'yomdu Shneiho Anoshim, Hashel Haim Hariv, Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara says, V'yomdu Shneiho Anoshim, Eilahu Eidim, Hashel Haim Hariv, Eilahu Baladinim. So the Gemara learns out from that pasuk, Dayanim have to be yeshiva, Bezna has to be sitting, and the Edom have to stand. So he says, but when the Edom sign a ksuba, when the Edom sign again, they don't stand when they sign a ksuba. How come they don't stand when they sign a ksuba? So he says, they're going to have a sloppy handwriting. If you sign your name when you're standing, it's going to be sloppy. You have to sign when you're sitting, so be able to write normally. So he says, why don't we require the Edom who sign a ksuba have to stand? So he says, the Edom have to stand, but if they give Hagodas Edis Bifnei Bezdin, out of respect for the Bezdin, the Baladinim have to stand, and the Edom have to stand. But here, when you sign a shtar, you can sign a ksub at night, you can sign a get at night also. The Mishnah Get talks about a get nichta balayla, and nechta balayla. Get was written balayla, and it's signed balayla. You can sign a get balayla. So there's no Kabbalah Edis balayla. The answer is, there's no Kabbalah Edis Bifnei Bezdin, because there's no Yeshiva's Bezdin balayla. Can't be kaved bezin balaylam, but when you sign a shtar, that's the halacha. Edom achsim al hashtar nasik emish and nechker edus on the bezin, and the edom sign a shtar. It has the same tokif, the same validity, the same power, the same effect as if edom would have testified in the presence of bezin. But when you sign a shtar, you don't need a bezin. You can sign a shtar balaylam also. You can sign a shtar with the loyvet tells me sign a shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from him. You don't need a bezin present. The Edom can't sign a shtar on their own. That's mipihem v'lo mipiksavim. It's no good if they sign. But if the loiva authorizes the Edom to sign, if it's written midas on the schayiv, it has a din of shtar. So the Gemara said, makes the state amresh lakish, Edom achsim al hashtar, nasi kemisha nechrei dusim abezim. When Edom sign a shtar, has the same validity as if they would have testified balpe, but they're not. When Edom sign a shtar, they're not testifying in front of bezim. So that's why Rabbi Kivega says, he doesn't say when you have Eidus Lekim Hadover by Chalitza, we have Eidus Lekim Hadover, that's the practice. You have five sitting and two standing. He says, why do you have to two separate Edom? The Bezna who's sitting, they'll serve as the Edom. What are you going to say? No, Edom have to stand, the Edom have to sit. Edom only have to stand if they're giving Hagodas Eidus Bifnei Bezna. Here it's Eidus Lekim Hadover. Let's say the Edom who watch you get, they have to stand. They have to stand. They can sit. Edom by wedding. Years ago, they didn't call up Edom under the chuppah. The Edom was sitting in the audience, and the chosim would say, Harei Mekudeshes. So all the people sitting in the audience would be the Edom. The Edom don't have to stand. They're not giving a Haggadah to say this, Bishnei Bezdin. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand why we have to have separate Dayanim and separate Edom.
And what's the function of the Dayanim anyway during the Chalitza? Are they there to be the thing at the end, or are they... Because at the end you say in Eid Nazagayan, so then you would want that. But if it's in Teshmi Gedolei Maria, I mean they're just there to be, they're also like Mekayim it because of Das. Then Rekiv Eger's Kasha still stands. But then if they're Mekayim it at the end,
you should say what Ein Eid Nazagayan.
If there be Mekayim at the end, if they're just there to officiate and to make sure everything's done properly as it's going on, then it wouldn't be.
It's a pasuk like by Geiris. The pasuk says Geiris has to be performed in the presence of a bezin, under the supervision of a bezin, under the auspices of a bezin. So then it's chalitza. You have a pasuk. Also, yimim tashar the eni hazaken has to be done under the auspices of a bezin. The bezin, if they'll have a shaila, they'll call Rav Moshe Feinstein. They're not going to pass on the shaila. Years ago, when people did chalitza, my father used to do chalitza here in the yeshiva. He didn't pass on the shaila. They would call Rav Moshe Feinstein, or they call Rav Soloveitchik, whatever. they don't have to pass. It's halacha. It has to be done under the auspices. Under the auspices of the Bezin. Same thing by Geiris. If there's a Shaila, the Bezin who does the Geiris, not necessarily going to pass on the Shad. They'll call someone bigger than them. Yeah. So the Nemuki Yisrael writes explicitly that the Chalitza requires Eidus Lechim Adam. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik has in the Sefer on the Rambam a whole long Dvar. He thinks that the Rambam does not agree with the Nemuki Yisrael. It's not necessarily Mukhruch in the Rambam. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik assumes like a Dovah Poshut that the Rambam thinks that Chalitza does not require Eidus Lechim Adam at all. The question is, why not? Isn't it a Dovah Shebierva? The woman, the girl is not, the alman is not allowed to remarry until she has the chalitza. So why shouldn't I treat chalitza like a get? But you should need eidus lekim adava. Well, we started with yibum, so we said yibum is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch where they need eidus lekim adava, and then Mishlam Melech raised the possibility, he raised the question, do you need eidus lekim adava? And he suggests to Hezber, maybe Yibum shouldn't require Eidus Lekim Adava because Yibum is kind of even Bal Korchoi. Abol Yivinta, Be Meshegik, Be Memezid, even if he didn't even know that it was his Yibum, as long as he had Kavanah to have Tashmish with a woman, he thought it was his own wife. He didn't realize that it was his sister-in-law. The din is that the Yibum is kind of. So the Mishnah Melech says a possibility, maybe you shouldn't require Eidus Lekim Adava by Yibum because you don't need Kavanah. So what's the explanation? Why should the Kavanah be connected with the Eidus Lekim Adam? So I said, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in the Sefer doesn't talk about him, he talks about Chalitza. He quotes the Mishnah Melech, he quotes the Nemuki Yosef, writes explicitly on Perek Mitzvah Chalitza, like Yosef on the side of the Rif, writes explicitly that Chalitza does require Eidus Lekim Adam, and that is the common practice. We have five Dayanim sitting, and we have two Eidim standing. Rabbi Kaveger and the Drush Vachirush has the Kasha, he doesn't understand why you need two people standing in addition to the five people sitting. Five people sitting will serve as the Eidim also. Well, you have to have different people. That's he doesn't understand. But that's the common practice. We do have Eidus Lekim Adava by Chalitz. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, because of the Kasha of the Nemuki Yosef, he has the impression that the Rambam doesn't agree. That the Rambam holds you don't need Eidus Lekim Adava by Chalitz. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik has got to explain why. So he says, there are different activities that people do that require Das. Let's say we read the Rambam yesterday, the first line in Perek Chof Tes in Hilchos Mechira, that Shloisha, there are three people, Cherusha to be called Shloisha, Eilik HaMekach Veim Amker Memkar Dvar Torah. When I tell the Cherusha to be called and cannot make in Yon, because you need Das, and these three people are Allah B'nei Das. Cherusha to be called and Allah B'nei Das. Fine. So Mekach HaMemkar needs Das. Nidorim, Tekaneh, the Rishua also needs Das. Is the Das the same level of Das? So the Gemara says no. The din is a boy or a girl a year before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah is called a mufla hasamach liish. And the Gemara learns that from the reason where they get that expression mufla hasamach liish, because the pasuk says isha isha ki afli linda neda nazir lahazav Hashem. What does it mean hafla? The Rambam has 14 svarim. Rambam, we call it the nickname, we call it the Arach HaZokah. The real name is Mishnah Torah. So we call it Mishnah Torah. Kalal Yisrael didn't like the name that the Rambam picked because he says, all you have to do is read the Tanakh, read my book, and you know all there is to know. That's a little too much. So that's why we don't call it by its proper name, Mishnah Torah. We call it the Arach HaZokah, the 14 Svarim. So one of the Svarim of the Rambam, one of the 14 Svarim, Sefer HaFlo. So HaFlo means Yefarish Bisvasa, Rashi writes Parle Balat, Rashi Achumish, Isha Isha Kiafli Linda Nedazan, Neda Nozan, Lazal Hashem. Rashi writes Parle means to speak. So the Dorim is only valid, Neder is only Chal, if a person Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisvasaim, Lor Lahet, that's in Parshas Vayikra, you need Yefarish Bisvasa. Goma Beliboy, person made up his mind, he's taking a Neder, it's not binding till he actually pronounces it with his lips. Unless it's a neder tzedakah, that's a machleika, so there we're machma. We pass on that a neder tzedakah like neder hetish, that's chal b'machshava. And they make an appeal. You made up your mind how much you're going to give, even if you didn't call it out. So neder tzedakah chal b'machshava. But usually, a neder has to have lefarish b'svasal. So that's called Sefer HaFlo. So So because the pasuk uses that expression, uisha uisha ki afle lindet neta noza lahazal Hashem, the Gemara has an expression of a muf lahasamach liish. The year before bar mitzvah, the year before bas mitzvah, a boy or a girl take a neder, so that is binding. Even though a year before bar mitzvah doesn't help if they do mekach hamemkar, though it's not chal, they marry a woman, it's not chal, but the nedarim in the shvuah sachal. The Gemara has a machlekes whether this din of muf lahasamach liish is that a din deraisa, a din derabbanan. That's a maseches nida, where the Mishnah appears about muf lahasamach liish. And it's a machlekes bottom line halacha ma'is, a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. Whether the din of mufla samach liish is the raisa the rabbanim. So even if you hold that it's only the rabbanim, but it's called the tikkun rabbanim came the raisa tikkun, it reflects something on the level of the raisa that the das that's needed for hafloef and adorim and shvuas and so on, the ziris and hafloef and erech and hekdeshes, the das hafloef is a lower level of das. Otherwise, the chachamim wouldn't have invented such a din. So it's negiah to other dinim as well. That it's not the same level of das that's needed for mekach hamemkar. Das haflo is a slightly lower level of das. You don't need that much das. Then we have by git v'kiddushin, there is a gemara in the end of Nidorim. Let's say a person takes a neder and he backs out right away. He backs out terkedei dibur. A person sells a property and then he backs out tuch the dibur. Right after he finished making the kinyan, he backs out from the whole kinyan. So the Gemara says, tuch the dibur kedibur da. If you back out from a neder, you back out from a shvu, you back out from a kinyan, as long as you back out tuch the dibur, so the chazara is valid. So the Gemara says, but you cannot back out for gitna kiddushin, even tuch the dibur. Where was this Gemara? There used to be such a Gemara in the Dorim. Let's see. Daf Pei Zayin, thank you. Turka de Dibur Kedibur Dami, except for Mekadosh and Megarish, right? Right before the Mishnah, Pei Zayin and Aleph. So why is Git Mekidushin different? So the Ran has a famous explanation, and the Avnei Miluim gives another suggestion. The Ran on the Daf gives a whole philosophy. He says, there is no such halacha of chazara terke de dibur. You can never back out. Once you took the neder, you can't back out. Once you made the kinyan, you can't back out. But if the person backs out terke de dibur, it's a gloy milsa lemafre hachir sof al tchilasa, that he never had a day of shleim in the first place. What did he back out right away? I give you $1 million bill, then I back out. Right after I give it to you, I back out. It means I never had a day of shleim when I gave it in the first place. So he says, there really isn't a din, terke de dibur, Kediba Dami, there's no din of chazor. You can never back out from anything. If you back out Tokadiba, it's a simon that he never had a full das. But in Gitmi Kedushin, these are such serious issues that affect the rest of the person's life. He's going to decide to marry the girl or not to marry the girl or get divorced. This is very, very serious. So people would never do it in the first place unless they had a day of Shlema. So there, even if you back out Tokadiba, we say there's never any chazor. You can never back out from anything, Tokhde Dibur. The only reason why you can back out from Kinyonim and the Dorim Shvu is because if you back out so soon, Tokhde Dibur, after making the Kinyon, so Gloy Muslim Afreh, he never really had Das in the first place. But you never have, it's Al Pidin, there's never any Chazor. But by Gitvin Yushin, you can't say that it's a Gloy Muslim Afreh. That's how the Ran explains. He just psychologized the whole Gemara. He said that everything is based on psychology. The Gitvin Yushin is so serious. So if he backs out, he can't back out. The other things are not that serious. So it's not that there is a right to back out. Never a right to back out. That's not the way it's usually understood. Usually it's understood there is a din, you can back out Terech Nedivah. Where is the Pasuk? That's a good question. Where is there a Mokar Chumash that there's such a din? What is it, a din at the Rabban? It's a question. Where is the source? We usually assume not like the Ran. We don't say, if he backs out Terech Nedivah, Gloy Milson Afreh, he never meant it in the first place. No. We say the Avnei Miluim has an expression, Osi Dibur, Amavatal Dibur. His later Das, he backs out Terkede Dibur, so we say Osi Dibur, Amavatal. His later Das cancels the Das that he just had earlier. If he sells a house, then he backs out a year later, that you don't say Osi Dibur, Amavatal Dibur. Only Terkede Dibur you can back out. And by Gitvin Kedushin, you cannot back out. Why? Because of the Avnei Miluim explains, because you require a higher level of Das you need, just like you need a higher level of das from Mekka Chamemka, then what is necessary by and Yoni Haflah, by Nidor Meshvuas, we have quite a few nafkaminas ledina on that. The das Mekka Chamemka requires a higher level of das and das Haflah, das by Nidor Meshvuas. So too, das by Gittin Vigidushin, the Aloha requires a higher level of das than the das that's needed by Mekka Chamemka.
Why does that change the fact that you're
going to
have a later das? I
could
have a very high level of das saying that was a big mistake, I shouldn't have done that.
Right, so he says, we have a din, osi dibur, o mevatl dibur. If you express das, terke de dibur, after expressing a previous das, osi dibur, the later das came back up on the previous das. But if the previous das was such a strong, high level of das, then we say, lo osi dibur, o mevatl maisa.
Well, why not? Because I could have an equally strong level of das right after it.
So we assume that it's only when you agree to do the get, they agree to do the kiddush, and there the halacha requires this higher level of das. When he backs out, that's a plain madrega of das. A loyal siddiba mevatel mais. That's the suggestion of the Avnei Milui. So he's saying that get the kiddushin perhaps need a higher level of das than mekka chamemka. Then Rav Chaim Soloveitchik has a further dvar Torah where he demonstrates that the das that's needed by a get is a higher level of das than the das that's needed by kiddushin, because the decision that a person makes to get married is a halbatzara. Is he taking the right step? Is it the right girl? Should he get married? Should he get married to this girl? That's one step. The decision to get divorced, that's even a higher, that's even more serious than the kiddushin. So the das gerishin requires a higher level of das than the das kiddushin. One of the contemporaries of Rav Chaim wrote a sefer, Chelkas Yoyov. He was one of the Polish Gedolim. So by the Polish, everything goes with Charifas. It doesn't go bland. So Chelkas Yoyov was a Talmud of Talmud Chover of the Avnei Neza, of the Sochet Sher Rebbe. He was also a Chassidish Rebbe. So he gives a hesber in this. Why do you need? He says also like Rav Chaim. He doesn't quote Rav Chaim. He says also like Rav Chaim, need a higher level of das. But he says the reason why is because when you get married, let's say there are two people carrying a piano. So I would break my back. I wouldn't be able to carry a piano. But if someone else is helping out, so we're both carrying, so the two of us together can carry. So he says when you get married, so the chosen and the kala both need das. So the das of the chosen, the das of the kala joined together, they're both carrying the burden of having the das by the kedushin. When you get divorced, the din says the get can be chal bal korchav the isha. You don't need das or isha. So the chosin, the husband, is divorcing the wife, carries the whole burden of das, gerishin, all on his own shoulders. So you need a higher level of das, because he's taking care of the das. The two parties involved, the husband and the wife, and only the baal's das is needed for the get. So that's his explanation. Why you need a higher level of das? So the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik explains certain difficulties in the Rambam based on this assumption that there are four different levels of das. So far, we'll say the lowest level of das is das hafloah by the Dor Meshvuas. Higher level of das is needed by Mekka Chamemka. Higher level of das is needed by Kiddushin, and yet a higher level of das is needed by Get. So by Get, you even need more das.
What's the right to that? Do you need more right?
We have a common practice that if you ever saw Sidur HaGet, you always start off the Sidur HaGet with the Hataras Nedar. What do you need Hataras Nedar? So the Bez asked the husband, did you take a neder to give your wife a get? Did you take a shvur to give it? Did you do it Kiyas Kaf? Did you shake hands? Did you obligate yourself by word of mouth to give your wife a get? So we're machmer that that's called the get bal korcha. If somebody holds a gun to my head and he says, give the get or I shoot you, I can understand that's a get bal korcha. But if I promised my wife, I took a shvur, I'm going to give her a get, why is that a get bal korcha? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Ritva and the Liri, a whole bunch of Rishayim, they came up with a chumrah. That's called a get bal korcha. So we, yeah, that's a chumrah, that's called a get meusa, get bal korcha. Usually get bal korcha means some outsider forced me to give the get. Someone else forced, not that I forced myself. I agreed, I pledged to give a get, I give it, it's very nice. So we're even machma by a get. So first, that's what the Beis Yosef always asks the husband. Did you take a shvut to give your wife a get? He says no. Then they say, just in case you did take a shvut, would you like us to be mata the shvut? Because if you're bound by a shvut, then it's going to be a get bal korcha, it won't be valid. So he says, please give me hataras nedarim. So they say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And now he's free to tell the sofer, please write a get, I want to divorce my wife. That's the meaning. So by get, not only are we machmer that if he took a shvuah to give the get, it's called the get bal korcha, even if he only accepted a knas mamon. Let's say he said, I'm going to give you the get by October 1st, and if I don't give the get by October 1st, I'll pay you a penalty of $20,000. So he has a prayer not to give the get and to pay the $20,000. But he certainly will be pressured into giving the get in order not to have to pay the $20,000. So we're machmer that that's also called the get bal korcha. That's only a chumrah though. If it's a knas mamon, that's considered a chumrah. So the problem, the Yeshua's Yankiv, is a commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Yeshua's Yankiv was this Kana Rabbanim at the time when the Chassam Sofer was a young man, a young rabbi. Yeshua's Yankiv was the accepted rabbi there in Eastern Europe. So Yeshua's Yankiv asked the Kasha that it was a common practice years ago when a couple would get engaged. So they would sign Tanoim. What does it mean, Tanoim? I obligate myself to marry this other person by a certain date. We're gonna have a chuppah within 8 months, 9 months, whatever. And if I back out, I'll pay a penalty. So the accepting a knas mamon in case they don't get married. So just like you say by a get, we have a chumrah that if a person accepted upon himself a knas mamon, there are more quotes of chumrah that too is considered a get bal korcha. The chumrah mikra din it's not, but we're machmer for that. It's a chumrah lachatchila. So why do we do it all the time by kiddushin? You need to ask Kiddushin also. So why aren't we machmer there? So that's what the Chalkas Yoiv, I think, answers that question. So he says, no, that a get needs a higher level of das, because the husband has to have the das on behalf of the wife. That you don't need das or isha by the get. The get can even be given bal korcha min ha-Torah. There's a chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, you're not allowed to give a get bal korcha. But if you gave a get bal korcha, it'll still be chal. It's improper to give a get bal korcha. Highly improper. But al pidin, the das or isha doesn't count at all. So the das habal has to take the place, he has to carry the whole burden of the das. Even though the two parties involved, he has to have the das for both of the parties. By kiddushin, each one shares the burden of having half of the das or isha and the das habal. Yeah, both of them. So you don't need such a high level of das by a get. Chaim Soloveitchik explained other things in the Rambam based on this. So we have four different levels of das. So that's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik suggests. He thinks that the Rambam's opinion is not like the Nebuchi Yosef. He doesn't really have a... It's not really Mukhrach 100%, but his impression is that the Rambam thinks that Chalitza does not require Edus Likim or Dover at all. And he's going to explain why. So he says, the Rambam holds like that Mishnah Lamela. That Eidus Lekim Adavar is needed in order to be mechazik the das of the person. When I go to the grocery store, and I buy a box of Cheerios and a bottle of milk, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar, because you don't need such a high level of das. When a person takes a neder of Shavua, he doesn't need Eidus Lekim Adavar to make it into a strong das. You don't need such a high level of das. But when it comes to Gitmei Kedushin, we require a stronger das, a higher level of das. We used to have a dean in the college here, years ago. So the dean always used to make deals with the students. He's a religious fellow. He always used to say, Ben Eino Leben Atzmeino. So then he would back out all the time. He'd always back out. And there were no Eidus Likim Adam. So what good is that das if no one's watching? But if you have the das is expressed on international TV, and the whole world knows that I had das, and if I'm going to back out later on, they're going to be makrish me. Here are the two Eidim. They know the feirish that you expressed your das. So you can't say over there he's going to back out from the das. So whatever the das is expressed in public in the presence of two kosher Eidim, that's considered a stronger level of das. So that's what Rav Chaim explains. The Rambam's opinion is, like the Mishnah Melech explained, that Eidus Lekim Adova is necessary to elevate the level of Das. It should be a Das Alimta, a higher level of Das. And by Chalitza, you don't need Das at all. How does he know by Chalitza you don't need Das? Because the Gemara needs a Pasuk to say, let's say the man who died, who was married and he left no children, and says, wife needs Chalitza, let's say his brother is not yet Bar Mitzvah. He has a younger brother, not yet bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah says in Perek Mitzvah's Chalitza, a kotan cannot do Chalitza. Kotan ktana, let's say the wife is a ktana. Let's say the man married a ktana and he died leaving her children. She's only 10 years old. Obviously she didn't have any children yet. So the din is that a katan ktana lo chalitza, they can't perform chalitza. Gemara needs psukim to prove that it's true. And katan is a din deraisa, because it says kochi yasa la ish, shall the yibne is pesach ish prat katan. The isha doesn't really say, so that the Mishnah says makshin and isha liish. There's a hekesh between the yavam and the yavam. So Tais is there in Perek Mitzvah's chalitza has two opinions, shat halacha lemaisa, whether the halacha that requires that the Yavama should be a gedolah, she should be a bas mitzvah, is that a din deraisa or a din derabban? Maybe it's only a din derabban. But by the yavam, that the one who does the chalitza, the man, the brother who does the chalitza, he has to be bar mitzvah. That for sure is a din deraisa. Learn that from a pasuk. So Rav Chaim raises the question, why do you need a pasuk to indicate that the katan and the ketana can't do chalitza? If chalitza is a kinyan like all the kinyanim, so all kinyanim need das or adam, you don't need psukim. When you need das or katan, it's a lot by das. You see from the Gemara that migradin chalitza just needs kavana. The Gemara says actually it's kavana shneyan. Let's say the Yavama sells shoes at a shoe store, and the Yavam comes in and they're trying on shoes. So she puts on a shoe, ties the knot, then she takes off the shoe, puts on another shoe, tries it on, takes off the shoe, you keep on putting on shoes, take them off shoes. The Gemara said, that's not good. Even though she took off his shoe from his right foot, it's not good because Achi is kavan who? Achi is kavan he. They both have to have kavana, the shame chalitza. But kavana, a katan can have also. Al pi din das, a katan is ala bar das. So you see from the Gemara that you don't really need das, that's Reb Chaim points out. It's a tesis in the first perek in Chulin. Has beferish like that. The fact that you need a pasuk to indicate that chalitza's katan is not acceptable, and chalitza's ketana is a question whether it's deraisa derabanan that is not acceptable. So you see that al pidin, you don't need das, not on the part of the oven, not on the part of the yavam. Just need achi is kavnish name. You don't need das. If you don't need al pidin, what we call das, that's a question. What's the difference between kavan and das? Okay, it's another discussion. So if you don't need das, it doesn't make sense, Rav Chaim says, to require Eidus L'Kim Adav. His understanding of the Rambam's opinion, not saying that that's Halacha L'Maisa, his understanding of the Rambam's opinion is that Eidus L'Kim Adav is only needed to elevate the level of Das to be Mechazik, and that it should be considered a Das that was expressed in public, that he shouldn't be able to deny it later on. But by Chalitza, Rav Chaim thinks that you don't need Das, so there wouldn't be any need for Eidus L'Kim Adav. That's probably what the Mishlam Melech meant. The Mishlam Melech was arguing the point why Yibum shouldn't require Eidus L'Kim Adav, Machlekes and Shulchan Aruch. So the Binyan Tzion Paskins, Allah Almighty, you do need Eidus L'Kim Adav by Yibum. You do Yibum without Eidus L'Kim Adav, it's not Chal. You can do the Chalitza, you don't need a get. But there was an opinion that Chalitza does not, that Yibum does not need Eidus L'Kim Adav, and that was explained by the Mishlam Melech, since Habal Yivinta, that's the name of the Perek in Yivah, Habal Yivinta, Beim Shegi, Beim Mezeh, Beim Yeres, Beim Yeratzen, the Yibum is kind of, you don't need Das, you don't need Kavanah, you just need Kavanah's Bia, Bia Bisha, you don't need more than that, so you don't need Das over here. So if you don't need Das, it doesn't make sense to require Eidus L'Kim Adav. That's what the Mishnah Melech suggested, that possibility explained by Chalit, by Yibum. That's what Rav Chaim thinks is Shita Sarambam by Chalitza. He thinks that the Rambam holds, not like our practice, that Chalitza does not need Eidus L'Kim Adav.
Couldn't we also prove it that Yibum doesn't need Das, not only from this dinim, but because of what the Chalkas Yov was saying, that if we know that Chalitza doesn't need Das, and Chalitza is a one-sided thing, where the Kenyan, the whole Kenyan is only coming from one person's strength. So that means, like Gittin is, which means a higher level of Das. So, and then since Kedushin is a lower level of Das, so too it should be that Chalitza and Yibum should also have this difference in Das. Yibum is a two-sided thing, which requires less Das than Chalitza, which is a one-sided thing, like with the piano mushroom.
No, but Kedushin, you do need Eidus L'Kim Adav.
Right, I'm saying, but now that we know from the pasuk that you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adav for Chalitza because you don't need...
No, it's not pasuk. But Chalitza, the Nemukyesu says you do need Eidus L'Kim Adav. The common practice is that we have Eidim. You have five Dayanim sitting, you have two Eidim standing. So the Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam doesn't agree. It's not Mukher, he thinks that the Rambam holds you don't need Eidus L'Kim Adav. So he's suggesting the reason why, because Chalitza Al Pidin does need Das. Just needs Kavan. Achi is Kavan who? Achi is Kavan he. But since you don't need Das, So the, and the whole, he thinks that the Mishlei Melech Svar is correct in the Rambam. He's not saying Allah HaMaisa. He thinks that the Rambam holds in that Svar, that the whole idea behind Eris Lekim Adover is to make it into a stronger, into a higher level of Das. So since Chalitza doesn't need Das at all you need is Kavana, so you shouldn't need any Eris Lekim Adover.
You can say that also for the Rambam though, meaning if the Rambam holds that by Chalitza, you should for sure hold that by Evil. According to Chalitza Yov, because of the...
Right. If you should assume that by Chalitza you don't need Das, it should be a Kal V'chaimah. By Evil Miskani, even by Korcha, you don't even need Kavana. Correct. Correct. So now, with this background, this is how Rav Soloveitchik understood this Ravid. Why does the Ravid write in the Shita Mukubetzes on Baba Basar Daf Mem that Chalipin of Suder, Chalipin of Shavit B'Shavit does not need Eidus Lekim Adamah, but Chalipin of Suder does? So he thought that the Hezbo was, like we started yesterday, what Rav Baruch Beer quotes in the name Rav Chaim. Where do you have a kinyan that works both by karka and by metaltalim? You have a klal kinyan of karka that work on metaltalim. Kinyan of metaltalim don't work on karka. We discussed yesterday by the otzis donka, by the shena noku. It's exactly the same flower pot, but everything growing inside. The difference is one of them is karka, so chazoka works, and hagvah mashiacha doesn't work. The other one is metaltalim, so hagvah mashiacha works and chazoka doesn't work. It's the exact same flower pot, but when it's karka, it works, kinyan of karka work, and if it's metaltalim, only kinyan and metaltalim works. So here you have a kinyan chalipin of suda that works on everything. L'kaim kol dover, the Rishonim and the Balei HaTosfos say, l'kaim kol dover, that's why it works both on karka and on metaltalim. It's an exception to the rule. Why is an exception to the rule? It indicates something. So that's what Rav Chaim thought it indicates, that it's neither a kinyan karka nor a kinyan metaltalim. It's not a kinyan at all. The suda is just a demonstration, an indication that there's a strong gemiras das. And it, the das is what creates the kinyan over here. It's a haknomi das. It's not usually, say, the first line in the Rambam Hilchas Mechira is, Ein amekach nikta midvar. If you want to transfer ownership or property, I own a building, I own an automobile, so I want to transfer ownership to someone else. So just by making an oral declaration, you can't transfer ownership. I think in New York State, the din of the machus is that metaltalim can be transferred with an oral declaration. I declare that the automobile belongs to you, and you're going to pay me money for it. So you're kind of the automobile, just bidvarim alone. And on real estate, you need dafke shtar. But in halacha, it doesn't work, not on karka, not on metaltalim. You can't be makna just with dvarim, just with an oral declaration, with dibur. You have to have a maisa kinyan. So that's only if there's only plain das makna, but when you make a kinyan suder, you demonstrate that there's a strong Gemiras Das, so then the Gemiras Das alone accomplishes the kinyan. So whenever it's so that's the Hezber, that's the possible Hezber in this Ravid. Why the Ravid requires Eidus Lekim Adover by kinyan Suder, by Chalipin of Suder, is because it's Aknomi Das. So you want to elevate the level of Das, so there should be a Das Alimta, a stronger level of Das. So for that you need Eidus Lekim Adover. So this was the problem that someone asked yesterday. So there's a steer in the Rambam and a steer in the Ravid. The Rambam says that you need Eidus Lekim. The Ravid writes that you need Eidus Lekim Adover by Chalipin of Suder. Why? Because it's not a branch of the Kinyan Kesef. It's Aknomi Das. Then the Ravid was Masig on the Rambam. The Rambam said that you cannot be Meshachar and Evik Naini Ayudei Suder. And the Ravid says that you can, and he proves in the Gemara that Chalipin is Bindin Kesef. The reason the Gemara said when the Odon gave his suitor to the Shivchat Nine is that he said, take the suitor and be kind of your freedom. The Gemara said the reason why it's no good is because Kev Shalkaina. Kev Shalkaina is necessary. It was Kev Shalmakna over there. But if it would have been Kev Shalkaina, it would have been good to be Meshacha. So the Rabbi said, you see from the Gemara that Chalipin is Mitam Kesef. And the Rabbi argued with the Rama Mosa by Higir Loinus Aputois. The Rama quoted the Din, and where was it? In Perichot Tes. In Hilchus and Mechir, he says, Cherush Otevikotin cannot make Kinyanim in our Torah. But when the Rabban, if the kid is a Yosem and he doesn't have an apotropos to take care of him, so he's going to be left high and dry, so he has to make a living somehow. He has to sell Kool-Aid, he has to sell newspapers, he has to do something. So they made a takan of the Rabban on that the little kid, who's a cut before Bar Mitzvah, Nikra Mekach, Memker, Memker, Bimitalpun. They made a takan, Mushum Kedei Chayv, he should be able to make a of Parnassa. So the Rambam says, yeah, all the kinyonim that they cut the mix and the metatlim are fine and dandy, but not kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin doesn't work. So the rabbi asks, why not? Chalipin is mitam kesef. It's exactly the same as kesef. So the rabbi writes two places. Chalipin is mitam kesef. He writes it by pu'utos, hegil or nesaputos, and he writes it by shichur avikneini. The chalipin would be good. Then the rabbi himself writes it. You need edus lekim adov by chalipin. It means that it's not mitam kesef. It's a new thing. It's just a symbolic act that indicates that there's a strong gemiras das, and then the strong gemiras das accomplishes the kinyan. And then there's a stira in the Rambam also. The Rambam writes in two places, both by Pe'utos and by Shichur Avikneini, that Suda is not a branch of Kesef. So he seems to hold that it's this Hakno Midas. But the Rambam himself says that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adam. So that itself is not such a strong kasha. That's not a kasha. It's Hakno Midas, but it's still, it's not a Dovah Shabbi Yerevah. The Pasuk says, you learn a Dovah Dovah Mimam, and that you need Eidus Lekim Adam. It's only if it's a Dovah Shabbi Yerevah. So Sof Kol Sof, Chalipin is in Didi Mamun, so it's not a Dovah Shabbi Yerevah. So even though it's you need a stronger level of Das, but it's not Dovah Shabbi Yerevah, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adam. So the Stir in the Rama is not such a Stir. The Stir in the Raivit is really problematic. Okay? So that's an issue. That is a problem.
Can you say that it is working through Kinyan Kesef, and that's the mechanic? But as he writes in the Shita Mekubetz's quotes him with the Ravid, and he says that it seems like a davar shtus. So you do Adam to make it seem like less of a davar shtus. So it is not a Hakhnami das. It's really a Kinyan Kesef. It's just that the Kinyan Kesef is so ridiculous that you need Adam to make everyone know that you really have kavana for this Kinyan Kesef. But it's
okay.
Still a Kinyan Kesef.
Okay. A different hezbah. I mean, a different hezbah is not based on this idea that is Aknami Das. Okay.
It's a kind of Nod that's Dabar Shtos in the words of the Ravid.
Okay.
But it needs Das to let you know that I'm really actually buying a diamond ring for a handkerchief. It's not a Dabar
right.
Shtos.
Okay. A different hezbah. Good.
You already mentioned the four levels of Das. So where does Yerusha fall in? Is that lower or higher than Afla?
Yerusha is Chal Bal Korchai. If my rich uncle dies and I get the Yerusha, even if I'm protesting, I get it. If I don't want it, I have to be mocked in a way. I could be mocked it. But I just can't say, I protest that I don't want it, that I don't get it. Yerusha is Chal Bal Korcha. The only Yerusha that's not Chal Bal Korcha is Pishnayim. The Bechor is entitled, it says in Chumash, as a Bechor ben Asno Yaakel, Lo Seislo Pishnayim. So Gemara says in Yesh Nochlin, has all the dinim of Yerusha. Lo Seislo Matone Kai Rachmane. Ma Matone, Matone. If I don't want it, I don't get the Matone Bal Korcha. So the Bechor doesn't get the Chelek HaBechor, the extra Chelek. He doesn't get it if he opposes it, if he refuses it. But the Chelek HaPshita says Chal Bal Korcha, whether he likes it or not. If he doesn't want it, he can be mafkirit.
So
he can give it away to someone.
Does the Chelek Pishnayim require any das?
No. As long as it's not Bal Korcha, it happens automatically. But if it would be Bal Korcha, it wouldn't work. Yeah, we need Eidus Lekim Adovar by Kiddushin. What about by Nisuin? What is Kiddushin? What is Nisuin? What is Kiddush and what is Nisun? So there's a Rashi here on the Yud on the days in Kiddushin. The Gemara is discussing the din that the Eishes Koyin is Alchelos Betruma. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know that Arusa, how do you know that if the Koyin marries a girl who she herself is not a Koyinist, if the girl is a Koyinist, she eats Truma because her father's a Koyin. She herself is a Kohenist. Let's say a Kohen marries a girl who's either a Levia or a Yisraelis. She's not a Kohenist. So the Gemara learns out from Sukkim that she's permitted to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, how do you know even if there's only Erisin? If there's Nisuin, okay? How do you know even Arusa? So Rashi on the Gemara and the Afyuda Medeis, Rashi has the comment. It's a Rashi. If you look in the Rashi on Yom Beis, it says Vayikra Chav Gimel in parentheses. I think it says Chav Beis. Vayikra Chav Beis. So two, three lines after that, Rashi writes V'nisis Pshita Lei De'Ochla. If the girl is married to the Kohen with Nisuin, that for sure she's Achelas B'Truma. The Nafka Lei B'Sifrei. B'Sifrei is the drush of the Tanoim. When the pasuk Kol Torba Veischa Yochal Oisai Beis Zuishtoi. That's referring to Eishes Koyin Achelas Betruma. But that's only Beis Zelishta, is only after Nisuin. So that the Gemara knows for sure. And he says, Pshitale. The Gemara knows that the Nesua eats Truma. The Gemara's question, how do you know Arusa eats Truma? The Gemara says, it's based on the Pasuk, Kohen Ki Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. So the Arusa is also Kinyan Kaspo. So this Rashi, how does Rashi know that? That the only a Nesua is called Beis Zoishto, and Arusa is not called Beis Zoishto? So Rashi is relying on the Gemara in Yuma, in the first parak. The first Mishnah in Yuma says that the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. All year long, maybe he doesn't have to be married, that's a discussion, the Rambam and the Ravid, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to be married, because it says, V'chipa bado u'biyad beso. He has to ask for kapora, for atonement for himself, and for beso, so beso zuishto. If he's not married, so he's not becoming that person. On Yuma, on the first daf in Yuma, beso min aleph, there's a Tosfos Yeshanim on the side. All the Tosfos are important, and Tosfos Yeshanim is also important in Yuma, especially in Yuma. So the Tosfos Yeshanim on the first Mishnah has a suffix whether that din, that the Kohen Gadol has to be married, is that ma'akeh b'di'evit? Let's say the Kohen Gadol is not married, and he went and then did the Avodah anyway. Would we say that the whole Avodah is psula because he's not married? Oh no, maybe it's only lechatchila, maybe it's not ma'akeh b'di'evit. So that's 2 days in the Tosfos Yeshanim on the first drop. So the Gemara says explicitly in discussing that Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. It's not sufficient if he only has erusin. He has to have nisuin also. And the Mishnah and the Gemara talk, what if the Kohen Gadol's wife drops dead in the middle of Yom Kippur? What does he do? So he has to marry another wife. So is it enough if he does erusin? The Gemara says, no, you have to do nisuin. If you're going to do erusin, it's not sufficient. Why? Because it says, Besa, Besa Zewishto is only nisuin. So that's where Rashi got this idea from. Rashi says that Nesua Pshita Levi Ochla Betruma, because the Nafklai Mesefe called Tor Beveischa. Beisha Zewishta is only Nesua, it doesn't refer to Arusa.
Isn't he
going to
become Tameh though if his wife dies?
She'll be in the same room with him, he'll become Tameh. Let him not be in the same room. He has work to do today. He'll go to the funeral some other time. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Tameh even to the seven relatives. A Nazir and a Kohen Gadol not even allowed to be metamed to the seven relatives. What do you say? The wife is not around, yeah. He leaves the wife home, yeah. So this Rashi, who got it from the Gemara in Yuma, that Beis Zewishta only refers to Nesua, they're giving you the definition of what's the difference between Erisin and Nesuin. Erisin is, she's an Eish Yisir Shalobi Beis HaBaal, and Nisuan is a Neshezish, Beveis Abba. That's why Beis Zewishta is only Nisuan. We have a concept. I remember Rav Nissen Alpert used to be a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva. So Rav Nissen Alpert gave such a mashal, not a precise mashal, a mashal. If I own property, it's Shali, but if it's stolen, then it's Shali Veina Bishusi. If I get it back, then it's again Shali Bishusi. So we pass on this Matlek Zabiach and Mishlokish and Baba Kama. And daf samach test there, a long sugya. The Gemara shows there's a machlekes hatanaim and there's a machlekes abiyachan mishlokish. Which tana's opinion to accept? In order to be considered a full bialim, is it sufficient if you have shalom, or you have to have shalom uvishusa? So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. In order to be considered a full bialim, to be able to be mafkarit, to be able to be paid in maaser sheni, to be able to be magdashit, to be able to give it matana, you have to have shalom uvishusa. If something is only Shali Veina B'shusa, Gozel, Elanis Yasha Abaylin, somebody stole my automobile years ago. Somebody stole my automobile, we didn't know where it was. So the automobile was Shali. They happened to park it in the parking lot and the church. There's a church on Bennett Avenue. So they got in and parked it. It was so the police found it and they notified us that the car was parked in the parking lot of the church. So it was Shali. Well, Kol Zman, we didn't know where it was. It was Shali Veina B'shusa. When the car is parked in the street, or the car is parked in the YU parking lot, that's considered Shaliyu Bishusi. I don't own the street, I don't own the parking lot. But anything that Shalcha is automatically Bishuscha, unless there's a Mafkiya. So if it's stolen, that's Mafkiya. Then it's called Deina Bishusi. But, so we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that if something is Shali, Deina Bishusi, I have an incomplete bialis on it. I don't have the ability to be Magdashit, I don't have the ability to be Mafkirit, and a whole bunch of other things as well. So apparently there's such a concept of shaloya b'shusa in marriage also. The Eish Yisir who has nisuin is considered shaloya b'shusa. She's Eshes Ish Bevesa Baal. She's Bevesa. That's what Bevesa Zuishna. And then Arusa is an Eshes Ish Alo Bevesa Baal. He has the Kinyan Ishes, but it's not fully. There's something incomplete. So that's a Shaila. How do you do Erisin? So we say Kesef Shtar Rabia, and the minig is that we do Kesef. The Rambam says, Pranav, call yourself the Kaddish Bekesef. We do Shavu Kesef. How do you do Nisuin? How do you do Nisuin? So it's never discussed explicitly in the Gemara. Everything is discussed. That's the opening Mishnah in Kiddushin. Nisuin should have been in Ksubis. Should have been the first daf Ksubis is about Nisuin. Should have given a definition. How do you do Hachnasa Levshusa? Everything you make a Kenyan, either Kesef or Shtar Rabia. We do Kesef. How do you do Nisuin Hachnasa Levshusa? How do you do Hachnasa Levshusa? So the Ran on the Rif on the first daf has that discussion. How does one do Achnas al Vishuso that the Arusa should convert to become an Esua?
This is in Ksubis?
The Ran is on the first Mishnah in Ksubis, yeah. So he quotes the Rambam and he disagrees with the Rambam. Rambam says that you need Bia or Yichud Haroi Labia. So he proves from the Gemara that it's not correct. You don't need. Why? How do you know that there are two different stages in the marriage? Well, the Chumash says that if an Eishes Ish is Insa, there's Chenek, and if an Arusa is Insa, is Skila. Then the Chumash says about Haparas Nadarn, that if she's an Arusa, Avia Bala Mefirin that there are Vishutfas. If she's an Asua, then the husband is Mefir Nadarn on his own. Then about if the wife dies, so the Kohen is Metami to the seven relatives. And the wife is only mitame if he had nisuin. If he only had everything, it's not mitame. And the chiyuv sheikh says viyana only begins after nisuin. If they only have everything, the husband is done b'chiyuv to support the wife.
And the reason was to give her time to get
years ago, they used to have a long pause of a year, yud beis chodesh, in between everything and nisuin. Bizman said that in the days of the goyim, they realized that it's not a smart thing because there was so much pizzas going on. So they moved up the Nisuin. We do the Nisuin right after the Erisin. We have Erisin and Mekudeshesli. Then they said the Birchas Nisuin immediately after. We don't wait at all. Just to maintain the fact that they're supposed to be so far apart, so Rabbi Natan introduced, we should read the Ksuda in between. To have a Hapsokin. It doesn't take 12 months to read the Ksuda, but it's not right. A lot of Rabbanim feel as if they have to rattle through the Ksuda, read it quickly. That defeats the whole purpose of the reading of the Ksuda. Is to waste a little time. And if someone wants to give a drasha under the chuppah, that's the time to give a drasha. And if a chazan wants to sing something, that's the time to sing. To have more of a hapsaka between the Eris and the Nisuin.
Well, why is the Torah that he can be there? Well, because they want to give. What is the reason why they separate? They want to give. What is the Torah? It comes from the Torah. Why is it?
He can't be there. If he decides to back out, he has to give a get. Yeah.
He
has to go get a job. He's been learning in the yeshiva all the years. He has to get a panos, he has to buy a house, he has to buy clothing. He has to get ready for married life. He was a young child before, and now has all these responsibilities. He has too much to throw on his head in one day. So you make erisin now, and then he has to grow up in a year. He has to do the nisuin later. So that's a question. There's a din that you need das for erisin. Does Nisuin also need Das? Does Nisuin also need Das? Or maybe Kavanah is enough. So there's a Tosfos on Yudah Mem Aleph. We're going to get to it. The Tosfos, Kol HaBoel Daita Al Bar Bia. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen that there's a difference between Erisin and Nisuin. Rabbeinu Nissim Goyen sounds like he's making such a distinction. He sounds like he's saying that Erisin is Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Kinyan. So Kinyonim need Das. They need Das HaBal and Das HaYishon. And Yisuin is just Achnas HaLevshus, so it's enough if you have Kavanah. It's not a Kinyan that you need Das. Once you do the Achnas HaLevshus, so the Shem Nisuin, so in the Mela, the Erisin matures. It becomes an Arusa is an incomplete Eshesish. It's an Eshesish Shalav Yaveh HaBal. Then when you do the Achnas HaLevshus, so You don't need a new kinyan. You don't need new das, new kinyan. You have kavanah l'shem achnas l'vishuso. So the mele the ishus matures and it becomes an ishus ish b'beis abal. We'll have to see that tesis.
Did you say you don't need ages?
Right. So based on if one should assume, like Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that chalitza doesn't need edus l'kim adova, that doesn't really say our practice is we do have edus l'kim adova by chalitza. And if you say like that, then you're saying that Yibam also does need edus l'kim adova. The binyan tzion paskens that you do, the binyan tzion paskens halacha l'maisa, that you do need edus l'kim adova by Yibam. He says if the Yavam was bo Yibim toy and there was nobody there were no edim, so he says the Yibam is not kainer and you can do chalitza. If the din would have been that Yibam does need edus l'kim adova, you wouldn't be able to do chalitza now. You'd have to give a get. So the binyan tzion paskens like the shulchan aruch halacha l'maisa, that Yibum does need edus l'kim adova. So he's obviously assuming, not like Rav Chaim's explanation. This explanation only makes sense, what the Mishnah Melech said, only makes sense if you assume that chalitza does need edus l'kim adova and Yibum does need edus l'kim adova. If you say that even Yibum needs edus l'kim adova, so he's saying it's a chok that in yoni ishu sanat chal without edus l'kim adova, not for the purpose of elevating the level of das. So that's a question. If one should assume, like Rav Chaim's explanation in the Shitas HaRambam and the Mishnah Melech's explanation in the Shitas HaRishonim, that Yibum does need Eidus L'Kim Adover, then it should perhaps follow that there would be no need for Eidus L'Kim Adover by Nisuin. If you hold like this, Rabbi Nissim Goen, the Tezer quotes, that Erisin is a Kinyan, Huisha Niknis, that's the whole theme of the first parak. Which kinyanim work on karka, which kinyanim work on betalpa, which kinyanim work on eved ibri, which kinyanim work on eved kanani, which kinyanim work on isha, which kinyanim work on the yavama. They're talking about kinyanim. So to make erisin, you need a kinyan, either kest of ashtar or biya. But to make nisuin, that's just hachnas of the mishuso. So that, the Rabbeinu Nissim Goen holds that you don't need das for that. So if you don't need das, then if one follows the way of thinking of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, then it should follow that you wouldn't need Eidus L'Kim Adova by the Nisuin. We usually are makbet to have Eidus Yichud, because we're not sure exactly what constitutes Nisuin. That's the Ran on the first Mishnah in Ksuvah. How do you do Nisuin? How do you do Erisin? It's easy. Kesav Shtar Bia, Bia is not permissible, and so it's a Tosav in Kesav Shtar, and the Rambam says, Kanav Kol Nisal L'Kadosh Ben Kesav. Meaning is that we insist on Kesav, to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shavalteh. But in Nisuin, what is Nisuin? So there are different opinions. So one opinion is Badeket, is Nisuin. So they do the Badeket. One opinion is standing under the canopy. So we stand under the canopy. One opinion is that the Nisuin is when they go home. So after the whole dinner, after the benching, they go home. So the Nisuin, if you say it like that, Nisuin is not Chal till they go home. One opinion is that the Nisuin is the Yichud. So we do Yichud. So we do all four. We do everything. We do all the four possibilities.
Home doesn't mean home. It doesn't have to be his home. It
right.
Be her home.
Right. The Gemara says, if a couple had erisin and they walk into his and they go into his home, so it's assumed that it, even though they didn't, nothing was spoken, it's assumed that it was done l'shem nisun. If they go into her home, then the Gemara says, if they said explicitly, if they had in mind and said explicitly that it's for the purpose of nisun, then it's good. If they didn't say explicitly, then it's not good. If they go into a hotel or something, so if they have in mind, this should be the nisun, that'll be the nisun. Yeah. So we do all four. We do all four. The difference is, the Vilna Gaon thinks when they go home. That's a question. We usually assume an arusa doesn't. Most assume an arusa doesn't have to cover her hair, and the nisuin is supposed to cover her hair. So when is the nisuin completed? So if the nisuin is completed, standing under the canopy, so then she has to cover her hair right away. So according to the Chacham Avadya, paskins like the Vilna Gaon that the nisuin is not until after they go home. I said, what do you say? The bichas nisuin under the chuppah, and the nisuin takes place 7 hours later. 6 hours later when they go home. So isn't that a problem over the over? So he writes, he spoke about it somewhere else. Look at my other sefer, he spoke about it. It's a big problem. How can he say they're going home as the nisuin? He follows the Vilna Gaon. Or maybe the chassadim would say the Vilna Gaon follows Chacham Avanya. Which way do they home? Yeah. Whatever. So according to...
Rebbe follows Chacham Avanya.
Once in a long while.
First of all,
when he says what I want him to say, then I follow Chacham Avayin.
We do the Bedekin nowadays, I think, before the Chuppah. So we're not even, you know, the people aren't even engaged yet. How could that be the Nisum?
Right, that's a strong kasha. The Mishlam Melech raises the issue. We do the Bedekin before they march down to the Chuppah. So how can you have, usually, we say a girl is a Pnuya, then they do Kiddushin, she becomes an Eishes Ish. Then they do Nisuin, so she becomes an Eishes Ish. The Beis Abal, Beis Zewishtam. But how can you have, the Bedekin is before he even gave her the ring. So how can, so maybe it shouldn't be valid, maybe it should be Michal. So the Mishnah Melech quotes Tshuvas Rashi from a Mordechai, Mishnah Melech in Perkut, Hilchos Ishus. First nine prakim of the Ram talks about how to do erusin. Then Perek Yud talks about nisuin and all the shibudim, how things change. Chiyuv sheikhsis v'yena sets in and nisuin liyorsha the tamar l'hafen the derech. Everything changes when you have the nisuin. Psukim in the chumash like that. In modern Hebrew they call engagement arusa, but in chumash arusa is not. If a girl is engaged and she's mizana, she's not chayv misa. Na hamarosa is mizana chayv misa if she has a kiddushin. Not engaged. Some of the teachers mistranslate, yeah.
So those people don't hold their eyes, they know that the soon
is ready,
how could she be like, still a hair on
cover, so Ramesha Feinstein was of the opinion that there is no such din, that some hold that even an arusa is supposed to cover her hair. So we don't follow that opinion. So Ramesha feels that even an isua also doesn't have to cover her hair until after be a Rishayna. Psulas don't have to cover the hair. When she's a bula, she has to. So he said the first night at the wedding, everybody knows that she's still a psula. The next morning, she doesn't have to advertise to the whole neighborhood whether they were together or not together, so she should cover her hair the next morning. But at the wedding, Rav Moshe felt that even a nesua is not required to cover her hair till after the beer is shining. Yeah. So that's a question. Is it really necessary to have Eidus L'Gim Ador? Do you need Eidi Yichud? Do you need Eidi Yichud or not? Yeah.
When the guy goes into the youth room, does he have to proclaim that he's doing this the shame Yichud? Because Eidi Yichud.
Shame Yichud.
I mean, whatever. Because Eidi Yichud also because people are no, so maybe his das is required.
Yeah, everybody knows that the Yichud. Why doesn't he go straight to the dancing? Why doesn't he go straight to the meal? They say you gotta have Yichud. By definition, yuchin means that this is the nisuin. Everybody knows that.
So
he doesn't have to say.
Yeah,
it's an umdar in the muchak. That's the yuchin. So the question is, the binyan siyon paskin by the yibum that you need eidus l'kem adover. And the common practice is that we have eidus l'kem adover by chalitza. So we don't hold from this whole story. This whole story is the Rambam. Rab Chaim claims that this is shitas haraman. That chalitza, he thinks that the Rambam does not agree with the Nimuki Yosef. Nimuki Yosef says beferish that Chalitza does need Eidus L'Kim Adama. That's the common practice. Rav Chaim thinks, not Mucher, Rav Chaim thinks that the Rambam doesn't agree. So within the Rambam there's room to say that Yichud wouldn't need Eidus L'Kim Adama if you hold like this Rabbeinu Nissim Goen. The Nisuan doesn't really need Das. Yeah. But Halacha L'Maaseh, we don't pass like the Rambam. We require Eidus L'Kim Adama by Chalitza. We require Eidus L'Kim Adover by Yibum. Binyan Tzion Paskins Halacha like that. So the Pashta says you would probably require. There's room to say that one should require Eidus L'Kim Adover by Nisuin also. The question, but she's married anyway. So what's the big difference? Well, there are a lot of differences between Arusa and Nisua. Arusa is an Eishes Ish Shalom B'Beis HaBal, the Ishes is incomplete. And Nisua is an Eishes Ish B'Beis HaBal, so the Ishes is complete. That's a question. Is that called Dovah Shev Yerva? The slight difference, or there are 10 differences between Arusa and Nesua, the Yosha, the Tamil, the Hafen, the Derea, and the Chiyav Misa, and all the other Shekhs, all the differences. So that difference is called the Dovah Shev Yerva? Maybe you say, since the girl is married anyway, so maybe the Nesuan shouldn't require Eidus L'Kim. Maybe it's not called the Dovah Shev Yerva. So that there's room to discuss. We mentioned the other day that there's a Sefer Marcheshes. Marcheshes is a Shabbos Shishuot, Bar Penach Egish. He was a dying in Vilna at the same time he was there before Rab Chaim Moshe. He was older. He outlived Rab Chaim Moshe also. Rab Chaim Moshe died young. So the Marcheshes has an essay in his Sefer where he shows that it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where they need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar by Nisuin. And the positions are as we would have predicted. The Rambam is the one who says they don't need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar by Nisuin, and the Ravid is the one who says you do need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. He shows that it's all the Shittasim. He doesn't give the whole explanation, but he shows that this is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the Nisuin requires Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. Yeah, there is an interesting discussion here. If you look on the margin in the Gemara, and on the base on the base, on the left-hand margin, the Gemara says if the Mishnah would have said Hoisha Niknes, if it would have said Hoish Kone, we'd never say Hoisha Niknes. One might have mistakenly thought that a man can be Mikadosh Anisha Bal Karcha, that she doesn't have to agree, which is ridiculous. So that's why it has to say Huisha Nikna, she has to participate by agreeing. So you need Das Huisha. You can't be a get, you can give Bal Korcha of the Isha, but you can't be Mekadosh and Isha Bal Korcha. So on the side of the Gemara, they tell you there are two different Rashis and two different Mesichtas. One is the Kamon Daf Mem Dalet, and one is in Yivamas Daf Yites on the base, where Rashi gives two different explanations. How do you know? How does the Gemara know that you need Das Oisha by Kiddushin? So one Rashi says, it's a Das Makna. Of course you need Das Kiddushin. So they're making a Kinyan, and she's the Das Makna. So normally you always need Das Makna. The other Rashi says, no, it's based on Exeris HaKosuv, that it says by a get, when a man divorces his wife, the Kosuv will say, for Krisis, and Rasam Biyad, and Bishilchem, and Beiso, V'holcha, 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 so she's not allowed to remarry the first husband. That's where the Pasuk, the Torah writes the din of Machzik Grushasim, that you're not allowed to remarry your Grusha. Even if you're not a Kohen. A Kohen is not allowed to make Machzik Grushasim, even if she didn't marry anybody else in between. And a Levi or Yisrael is only not allowed to be Machzik Grushasim if she married someone else in between. If she had an affair in between, you can't say it's okay. Not okay. But the first husband is permitted to remarry her. But if she married someone else in between and the second husband died or divorced her, then there's an Isa Masa Gushas. So in that passage it says, V'holcha V'hoysa V'ish Acher. What's the mashmas? V'holcha V'hoysa Midaita Mashma. It sounds like she picks herself up and she decides whom she's going to marry. V'holcha V'hoysa V'ish Acher. Otherwise you don't need the word V'holcha. You should say V'hoysa V'ish Acher. V'holcha V'hoysa means Midaita Mashma. It seems to be a contradiction between the two Rashis, the Rashi in Yevamos Yutes and the Rashi the Kamon Daf Mem Dalet, where the Das of Isha by Kiddushin is the same plain old Das that you need by Mekar HaMemkar, Das Makna, or no, it's a Das Dovisha B'Yerva, just like the Das HaBaal is a Das Dovisha B'Yerva. So the Das of Isha maybe is also a Das Dovisha B'Yerva. So there's an interesting discussion that the Avne Miluim has. Avne Miluim, we said, is a commentary on Ibn Ezra by the Tzais HaChoshen, same author as the Tzais HaChoshen. So he has a machlekes achreinim, when you need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar by a wedding, do the Eidim have to know that the Kala understands? Yeah, by wedding you don't need. She marched down the aisle with a gown, so obviously she agreed. She understands what's happening. Let's say they're out on a date, and it's a double, a triple date, and there are two boys there, and the boy gives the girl a ring, says, Hari Emugadesh Asli. So the date, but the girl speaks French. We don't know if she knows Hebrew. We don't know if she knows Hebrew. She's a girl from France. So do the Eidim have to know that the girl understood when he said Hari Emukadesh Asli? So the Eidim have to know that the boy knows what he's talking about. That they have to, and they have to see the giving of the ring. That they have to know the Das or Isha. So the Avne Miluim has a machlokes achreinim about this. So some want to say it should depend on this issue over here. If one should assume that the need for Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is to elevate the level of the Das, we really don't paskan like that. That's the Rambam holds like that. So then it might come out that the Das of Ishin Kiddushin is a regular plain old Das of Mekar HaMemka, Das Makna, it's not a Das Dovah Shebi'erva. But according to the other Rashi, V'holcha V'hoysa Midaita Mashma, then the Das of Ishin is also a Das Dovah Shebi'erva. So you would have to elevate not only the Das HaBaal, by the Kiddushin, you have to elevate the Das Isha as well. Both of them have to have a Das of Dovah Shebi'erva. Both have to have a higher level of Das.
The knows what
that's the question. Is it necessary for the Eidim to ask if they're not sure whether she understands?
No,
is it necessary for them to ask it? Do you understand what he said? Or they don't have to ask it. He find out later on. It's good. You don't need Eidus. Do you need Eidus Likim Adov on the Das or Isha? Don't remember. When the Gemara is going to quote all the different Lashonos, I'll tell you where the Siman is. I was going to say, Hariat Harifasi Hid Avogam and Aleph. The Gemara has 10 lines from the top. Hariat Miuchedisli, Hariat Miuedisli, Hariat Asrasi, Negdosi, Tzalosi, Sigurasi, a whole bunch of Lashonos. A whole bunch of Lashonos, are they acceptable or not? So the Gemara says, does she understand the literary allusion? He's referring to what it says. She knows the Tanakh. So the Gemara says, does she understand what he's talking about? So when the Shulchan Aruch quotes all these Gemara, so that's where the Mishnah, that's where the Avne Miluim is. Do the Eidim have to know that she understands it? It is, that's, if you hold that Eidus Lekim Adover is to elevate the level of the Das, the Pashto says we don't hold like that. But maybe you have to be cautious with that sheet also. That they have to know that as well.
The Rashi says that's the minimum. It doesn't mean that it's not those who would error. He's saying at the minimum, that's at least what you have to have.
You mean that everyone should agree? Everyone should agree, need das makna. The question is that the whole story, or do you need more than that? Correct. Right. So if all you need is the das or isha, because das makna, so there's room to argue that maybe you wouldn't require Eidus Lekim Adover on that. If the need for Eidus Lekim Adover is in order to elevate the level of Das. But if you hold that it's based on the Pasuk B'Holcha V'Hoysa Midaita Mashma, then you're saying that the Das Isha is also considered you need a Das of Dover Shebi'Ervim. Yeah, we mentioned that there's a Machlekes in Ebenezer, Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, whether Yibum needs Eidus Lekim Adover or not. And the Binyan Tzion Pasuk Halacha that you do, and if the Yavam did Yibum Bali Eidus Lekim Adover, he can still do Chalitza, because the Yibum wasn't Koina. So there's a Tosfos about this. There's a question: how to read the Tosfos? The Achranim have this, and Daf Yud Beis on the base. So the Gemara has different statements of Rav, different versions of what Rav did. So one version is that Rav would be Mangid, Rav would give Makas Mardis. If a man would be Mekabesh and Isha without first being engaged, let's say they elope, a couple elopes, they go out on a date, they like each other, he gives a ring, and then they disappear, and then they go somewhere. So that's not right. First you have to get engaged, Mekabesh below Shiduchi. Then if you get Mekabesh and Isha Bashuk in public, that's not right. You have to have a special Mokam, Yuchat, Mekabesh Bidbiya. Different thing, Mevatel Gita, Masamaydoa Gita, different things. So the Gemara says the worst of them all, the one that everyone agrees that it's a question whether it's true that Rav would give Makas Mardis on all of these. So some claim that it's not true, that the only one that Rav would give Makas Mardis, Bukulu, here it says, Nahardoy Amri, about 15 lines from the bottom of Yud Beis on the base. The line begins with the word Nahardoy. Now, Doi Amri, they claim, Bekula loy mangi Rav. Rav wouldn't give Makas Mardis on all of these things. El al Mekadosh Bidbiya below Shiduchi. Only if he's Mekadosh Bidbiya. Why? So the Gemara says, Mishum Pritzusa. Mekadosh Bidbiya, it's a Pritzus. So what exactly is the Pritzus? So Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam. Meforish Rabbi Natam, the Haina Pritzusa. Because if you Mekadosh Bidbiya, you have to have Edom in the bedroom. You have to have either Edom Bia, or you have Edom outside of the bedroom. And he tells the Edom, I'm going to be Mekadosh B'Bia, and you stand outside. So it's not Derech Eretz, Dovah Mechur. Shemam et Edom Alkach. It's a Dovah Mechur to have Edom in the bedroom, outside of the bedroom. It says he's going to do Bia. It's supposed to be a private thing. So Tosis doesn't like the Rabbein Atam's Pshat. Because, why? Because there's a Gemara Yevamos Daf Nun Beis where this is quoted. This Gemara, Rav Mangan Amanda Mekadosh B'Biya, is quoted there in Yevamos. There's an institution that's known as Mimer. Rashi on the opening Mishnah quotes it. The din is min HaTorah. If my brother dies and he leaves no descendants, then I'm supposed to do Yibum. Preferably I should do Yibum. So min HaTorah, I do the Yibum. And the only thing that's kind of is the B'Biya. If I do kesef ashtar, it's absolutely lamala amari. It's not chal. Min ator, the only thing that's chal is the beer. But midirabban, the Gemara says there in Yevamos Daf Nun Beis that you have to do mimer. Mimer means you have to give her a ring and say Ariat Mekudesh Sli. That's called mimer. Why did they institute mimer? It's not only one daf in Yevamos; it's repeated 500 times. Masechta keeps on talking about dinim of mimer. Why did they introduce mimer? Because the Gemara says just like Rav Manger Amana Mekadesh Bibia, because Pritzusa. So over here also, you're going to be Mekadosh the girl, you're going to be Miyabim the girl, only do Bia, that's a Pritzusa. It's a Pritzus. So that's why they introduced Midera, on the level of their Isa, that's what you have to do. But Midera Bona, they felt that it's a Pritzus, so they introduced, you have to be Mekadosh the girl first, the Kesef. So Tosis finds this difficult. The Kosher on the Rabbein Tam, how can he say that the Pritzus is Fishetzoch Lahamid Eidim? How can you say that? The Yevamos Perek Rabbi Gamliel Daf Nun Beis, Ma'isi Lo, the Gemara quotes this statement to explain the din de Rabbanan. Mitzvahs Yevamah mid de Rabbanan, first Mekadesh v'hara boil. Before he does the Yibum, in the Torah that's all he does is the Yibum. But mid de Rabbanan, he has to be Mekadesh at the Kesef first. So the Gemara says, what if Loi Kadesh? What if he didn't do the Maimer first? And he does the Yibum. He follows what it says in the Chumash. He does the Yibum. The Maimer is Lamala Velamorid on the level of the Rais. It's not Kaina. So the Gemara says, Loike Makas Mardis Midirabbanon based on Rav. Rav Manger Aman Nevikadish Bibia. The Tosfos says, that Gemara is conclusive proof against the Rabbeinu Tam. How is that conclusive proof? What did Rabbeinu Tam say that shows that it's against him? Rabbeinu Tam says the priestess is fisha mamid edim adovam b'churhu shemamid edim al kach. He tells the public he's going to do bia now. So why is that gemara contradict the Rabbeinu Tam? So the posh pshat in the Tosfos is because min haTorah the kiddush kesef is not chal. The maimer is not chal. He's going to have to do yibam anyway. When you do yibam, you're going to have edus l'kiyum adova anyway, whether you like it or not. That's how the Binyan Tzion read the Tosfos. We paskin that Yibum, the Binyan Tzion paskins, like the Shulchan Aruch, that Yibum does require Eidus L'Kemel. If it's going to do the Yibum, it's going to have Eidim anyway, whether you like it or not. So what do you gain by doing the Kiddush Kesef first? Maimer, the Rabbanon, is going to have Eidus L'Kemel Adover on the Yibum anyway. V'hasam L'Mishem Eidim, Talia Milsa, that can't be the reason why. The kesef that he gives, the kiddush maimer, is only effective midrabbanan on the level of the rice. It's absolutely meaningless. So he has no bravery. He's going to have to do the yibum anyway. When he does yibum, he's going to have edus l'kiyum adov. So the simple reading of the Tosfos is that yibum does need edus l'kiyum adov. Is it possible to read the Tosfos otherwise? I looked this morning, I think, in the Tosfos HaRosh. It's just as vague as the Tosfos. It doesn't spell it out explicitly. Is there a different way to read the Tosfos? The simple reading of the Tosfos says that you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adov. So you won't be Marviach anything. So what's the Pritzusa of the Nira Lari? The Pritzusa is, he begins Tchilas Kinyona with Bia. Tchilas Kinyona Bia, that's a Pritzusa. So by the Yibum, the Rabbani has to do Kiddush Maima first before he does the Yibam. But you can't say, they argue with the Rabbeinu Tam, you can't say that the Pritzusa is that he's going to have Eidim. Beikovaka is going to have Eidim. That's a simple reading of Tosfos. How is it possible to read the Tosfos otherwise? Like the Mishnah Melech suggested that Yibam should not require Eidus L'Kiyum Adover. So then how do you read the Tosfos? So the argument with the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the argument. Not that Ben Kavako is going to have Eidim L'Kiyum Adover. You don't need Yibum. You don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adover for Yibum. So why do you need Maimer in advance? There's no Dover Mechur there. He'll do the Yibum and no one will be watching. So what's wrong with Mikadosh? What's wrong with one who does Yibum? Why did the Chacham Institute, you have to have Kiddush Maimer before you do the Yibum? Because it's a pritzus to call on Eidim. But Yibum, you don't need Eidim. So the truth of the matter, the Tosfos can be read maybe either way. Tosfos can be read either way. Whether Tosfos means to say it's a double posha that Yibum is anyone gonna anyway gonna need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar? A Yibam does not need Eidus L'Kiyam HaDavar. So it's a little unclear in Tosfos which direction did Tosfos mean to take. That's in Shulchan Aruch, that's a Machlokes HaRishon. Yeah, when you do Maimer, how do you do Maimer? That Gemara in Yibam is Daf Nun Beis. Before the Yavam is about to do the Yibam, it has to be Mekadosh. So he gives her a ring and he says, Hare Mekadosh Asli B'Tabazu. What if he gives her a shtar? Never says anywhere in the Gemara. What if the Yavam gives the shtar to the Yavama? He says, Hare Mekadosh Asli B'shtar Zeh. Like if you want to marry a girl. So we never do it. The Rambam says, Kano Gosar the Kadosh B'Kesem. Meaning by the Orthodox Jews as opposed to the Karaites is that we only do Kedusha Kesef. We don't do Kedusha Shtar. But if you do Kedusha Shtar, it's also good. So what if he's going to do Maimer? So the Rashi on the first Mishnah says, Rashi on the Beis Amin Aleph says, Achidish. Rashi writes, the only Ayivam and Niknes only Bibiya. Al shtar kesef ein moilam ba min haTorah, elo mid rabbanon. Shtar kesef is good mid rabbanon. The tikkun de mahani ba maimer, the yamin be yavam is daf nuna mid alav. So Rashi has a chiddush that you can do maimer either with kesef or with shtar. Never befurish in the Gemara anywhere. The Bir Agro and Ebenezer writes he thinks the Rambam does not agree. But the Rambam never writes, the Rambam always writes, Maimer b'kesef. Why should the Rambam disagree? Min haTorah, the kesef and the shtar is meaningless. The only way to be kind of Yivama, they didn't need to sell the bibiyah. Aval kesef and shtar is not. But mid Rabbanon, they made a takana, because it's Rav Manya, Manya Mekadosh bibiyah, it's Pritzusa, you have to be Mekadosh at first. So what's the difference whether you're Mekadosh b'kesef and Mekadosh b'shtar? It's unclear. The Vilna Gaon doesn't explain why. It just says he thinks the Rambam doesn't agree.
This is far known, who is talking about regular Kedushin.
Right,
Rambam.
Right.
He's not talking about Yibum.
Right, so the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, when he quotes that Gemara on Daf Nun Beis in Yevamos, that you're not allowed to be, not allowed to start with the Yibum in HaTorah, that's all you do is Yibum. With the Rabbanon, it's Pritzusa. So later takan they have to do kiddushay maimer aide kesef. Why do you have to say kesef? Either kesef or shtar would have been good. So the Vilna Gaon has a mashmos. He thinks the Rama men only kesef. He thinks it's a machlokes. Rashi in the Ram. Why shouldn't shtar be good? Rav Soloveitchik suggested that shtar kiddushin. We said the other day shtar kiddushin is one of the three shtaros that needs ksiva lishma. If you don't write it lishma. So it's not acceptable. The Gemara said, Rava had a suffix with the Shtar Kiddushin. A get has to be written the Shema. What about a Shtar Kiddushin? Does it also have to be written the Shema? So the Gemara says, Basa Debai Hora Pashti. After Rava raised the question, he came to the conclusion that the Shtar Kiddushin also has to be written the Shema. So the Shaila is, can you write a Shtar Lishma by Maimer? So they should thought maybe that's what the Vilna Gaon meant. That it's not shach to say lishma.
He says you need lishma. I mean, it's not really kedushin. It's
takonas chachamim. Takonas chachamim that you need whatever you need by normal eishes ish you need over here. So Rashi says either kesef or shtar. You shouldn't start with beer. That's not right. Either kesef or shtar. So the Rambam, the Vilna Gaon understood the Rambam that it has to be dafka kesef. Why can't it be shtar? So that you thought if you're going to carry over shtar from kiddushin to the yavama and say that there's maimer de shtar, then the shtar will have to be written lishma. So he thought that it's not shach to talk about lishma. Lishma means that this is the beginning of the get. Usually when you write a shtar, we're going to have more in this first parak. Let's say I sell karka b'shtar. So you're writing over the shtar. That's the preparation of the cheftza with which I'm going to make the kinyan. And the kinyan consists of giving over the shtar. Tfisas bala shtar. When I give it over, that's the kinyan. By a get and by kiddushin and by shtar shechir abe kenayni, the ksivas hashtar is the haskolas hakinyan. It's a composite kinyan. It starts with the ksiva and it ends with the nesinas hashtar. That's what it means that you need ksiva lishma. That this is the tchilas hakinyan. So then she thought that since over here, by all Maimer is only b'derabbanan, on the level of the Raisa, the Maimer is absolutely b'malo v'lamar. So he thought, all right, Kesef, you do Kiddusha Kesef by Maimer. He thought that by Maimer, the Shtar, then you would require the Shtar should be written l'shmo. It can't be chal l'shmo. It's not possible to have l'shmo. How can you say, l'shmo doesn't just mean like you write tefillin l'shmo, or you write a Sefer Torah l'shmo, or going to Bishama, you build the Sukkah l'shmo. No, l'shmo means that this is the Tchilos HaKinyan. So since the whole thing is a make-believe din with the Rabbanan, on the level of the Rai says, l'mala v'lamarit, the mimer that the Yovim is going to do. So he thought that maybe that's the beer in the Ramam, that there's no mimer, because you can't, in Metzius, you can't have l'shmo.
And the Keset, you would have all the same constraints there too? In other words, it has to be Israel and...
Shavu'ot Pruta has all the requirements.
In other words, if it wasn't Israel, it would be no mimer?
Right, it wouldn't be a valid mimer, yeah. The Gemara has a machlokes later, machlokes hatanam later. What if he does, if he makes mimer bal korcho? He gives her the ring and he says, Hariat mekudesh eslishi, he says, I don't accept it. I don't want to marry you, I want chalitza. He says, I'm going to do yibum, whether you like it or not. He gives her a ring. So that's a machlokes hatanam, whether mimer bal korcho is valid or not. Machlokes Rebbe Nachachamim. So what's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, should I compare Maimer to Kiddushin? Just like Kiddushin has to be Midaita, so Maimer has to be Midaita. But should I say that Maimer Midirabbanan is like Yibum? So just like Yibum is Chal Yibum Bal Korcho, so the Maimer can also be Chal Bal Korcho.
And suppose you said I accept the borrowed ring? This is
about Papa. No, I don't think that would be good. It has to be his ring. Borrowed ring would probably be no good. Yeah.
More Makish of Ayelids, yeah. Does that mean that the dinim of Gittin have to apply to all three of the dinim, or only to Shtar?
That's a very good topic. We're going to have to talk about that too. Okay, we better dive Mincha. Good. So again, tomorrow I can't give the shiur regular time. I have to give the shiur 9 o'clock to 10:30. To be netted. 9 o'clock to 10:30.
Post rush is on first. That you need
it. That's what I said.
First, you wouldn't need it.
You would.
Yeah.
You wouldn't need it. Oh. Yeah. Oh, good. I don't know why. I was looking at a different. Oh, it has in the back. Okay. That's a rush and then you step. I thought you didn't say it. Good?